gonna call somebody else when we get diagnosed with something. Have a pain in our bodies. First thing we call is the doctor. And if we don't call the doctor, praise God, we'll call the lawyer. And if we don't call the lawyer, we're gonna call brother or sister. If we don't call brother or sister, we know that mama has done us some good. We'll call on mama. Some of us know that papa has done us some good, and we'll call on papa. But I'm here to tell you today, we ought to call on him. Praise God. And when we call on him, we will get an answer.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus.
Let's tune in as evangelist Ronnie Bell takes you further
you
into the Word
in a
of God.
We want to minister the Word of God to you today in a way that I pray will touch your mind, your soul, and most assuredly your heart. Because the Word, if it doesn't touch or if it doesn't reach your heart, then you can't receive it. And you can't benefit from God, what he's offering through his word. You won't be able to benefit from what God is offering through his word. And we know it's a lot that he's offering through his word. And we want to look at 1 Samuel 16 and 7, because we're talking about the heart. That's what we're talking about. If you don't get the word of God down in your heart, it's not going to benefit you anything. So we're going to read 1 Samuel 16 and 7. And it says, "But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on his height, or his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh at the outward appearance, but God looketh on the heart." Now, I want you to get this, and I want you to get it into your heart and get it into your mind. Because this is how we receive from God. God only read heart mail. He does not look at how you look outside, you know, how you're feeling. He's not looking at any of those things. God is looking at your heart. And I'm going to read this last part again. It says, "The Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looks on the outward appearance, and God looks on the heart." Remember that. God is not looking at how you're dressed. He's not looking at how your hair is fixed, how your shoes are. Men, how they look, and they're all shine. Now, all that's important. And God is not saying he don't want to see that. You can be as you can dress just the way you want to. But when it comes to the word of God, God is not paying attention to that. God is looking at your heart. You know? So church folks need to stop trying to put on a show. They need to stop trying to impress or please anyone or to stroke their own ego. God is looking at how sincere, how committed, how submitted you are to all the undertakings of what he has called you to do. He's not worried about how you feel, how you think, or what you say, you know, from your heart. God is not looking at that. He's not looking at that, saints of God. And I know there's another scripture that says, it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth will speak. So you need to understand that God has his own way of doing things. And when we don't do the things the way God say do, according to his word, then we're disobedient. And, you know, disobedient people just not going to get anything from God. We're not going to get anything from him. So we just want you to understand that God is looking at your heart. He's looking at what's in your heart. And that's how he's going to be able to tell, you know, what you should be doing. Our heart is that innermost part that holds our identity, who we are, you know, very sincere. And in every sense of the word, that's what you're going to find in your heart. You know, it's what makes you. It's what makes up who you are. You know, it's that inner mechanism. It's that inner working that makes you who you are. You know, it makes up all of your processes. You know, all of the things that make you who you are, that comes out of your heart. And that's what God is looking at. You know, and the subject today we're going to be speaking on, it's entitled Rising to God's Level of Truth. We're going to be talking about the truth, and we know the truth is the word of God. So we're going to be talking about rising, the church, rising to God's level of truth. That's what we're going to be talking about today. And we're coming from the perspective of what the church should be doing and how it should be doing everything, all the works that God has called it to do. That's what we should be doing. And to put this lesson in the proper connection with the subject, you know, we're going to read several scriptures. This is how we're going to put it together so you can see. We're going to read some scriptures, and these scriptures is going to show you exactly what God would have us to do and exactly what we're trying to convey to you today. And our first scripture is John 17:17. And Jesus is praying to the Father, God, and he's praying for his disciples and for those who will believe on his word. Verse 17 says, he says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So just in case you having problems with me saying truth and the word, a lot of people understand that, but it's some that don't. That's why I'm teaching this lesson today. You know, you're going to have to know what the truth is. When you're dealing with all the problems that you deal with over the course of a day, you're going to have to use the word of God to solve those problems. If it's personal problems, if it's financial problems, if it's problems about your children, even if it's problems about another church member, you're going to have to solve those problems. Opinions don't mean anything to God. Opinions, they're a dime a dozen, and they don't help anybody. It's only the word of God that is life. It's life. The word of God is life, and it is the truth, and it is the word of God, and that's what we should be focusing on as the church. When we go through trials and tribulations, we're going to have to remember that it's the word that's going to help us. You know, I want you to understand that the word of God is given to us and to you a greater awareness and understanding of God, the things of God. You know, it's not just for us to read, but it's for us to live by. It's for us to walk by every day of our life. It's for us to solve our problems by every day of our life. John 14:6, Jesus is speaking again. He's talking to his disciples. And this is what I want you to understand. You know, as we begin to discuss all of this, all of these topics and all of these scriptures, I want you to understand about the Word and truth. The Word and truth. And we're going to deal with the heart. God deals with the heart. He reads only heart mail. He does not care how you look, how you're feeling. He only goes by the Word. This is what we're going to have to learn as the church, that God is dealing with us only according to His Word, not by how we feel. You can cry a bucket of tears. You can fall out on the floor. And none of that is going to impress God. God is looking at how your heart is situated. If your heart is clean before the Lord, if your heart is pure before the Lord, that's what God is looking at. And we're going to read verses 1 through 6 of John 14. And it says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. See, there's a lot of people have a troubled heart today. If it wasn't trouble, you wouldn't see so many murders and killings and stuff that's going on. And then turn around and commit suicide. And if they really knew anything about the Bible, you'd really know suicide is not the way. You can't kill yourself and get forgiven for it. You can't do that. So you need to stay away from suicide, because you're not going to get forgiven for that. He says, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. This is Jesus talking. And he says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. That if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way, you know. See, he's telling his disciples now, and I just don't know where Thomas was when he was saying this. He said, whether I go, and that means wherever I go, you're going to know. And the way, you will know. And here's Thomas. In verse 5, he says unto him, he's talking to Jesus, and he said, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? He thought he was asking some good questions, but I see some problems with that. It means he wasn't listening. And I think sometimes that's what happens to Christians and church folks. They don't listen to what the Word is saying. They don't listen to God. And if you don't listen to the Word, and if you don't pay attention to the Word, then it won't help you in your time of trouble and in your time of need. Verse 6 says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, if he didn't know at first, he know now. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. See, the life, we only have life through Jesus Christ. We were all dead in our sins and trespasses and sins. But when Jesus came, he gave us the truth. He's the bread from heaven. And he gave us the life. So no man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's what he told him. And there's only one truth. I'm speaking to the church now. There's only one truth. And the church need to understand that God's truth of his word is meant to lead us, to guide us in all of our ways, in our deeds, and in everything we undertake to do from the word of God. The word of God is what we pattern our lives after every day. It's everything we do. It has to come straight from the Word of God. So, saints of God, we